now, the KSL in-depth. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is in Utah today. One of the events here, she held a rally around lunchtime at Utah Valley University in Orem. And KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera was there. He joins us live now from the campus. So, Eric, you were there for the speech. What were some of Nikki Haley's major talking points today?
You know what, Jeff? It's no secret her campaign is about what she sees are former President Trump's failures. You know, one thing she said about Mr. Trump is that chaos follows him everywhere he goes. Overall, I think the theme over the whole speech was about restoring dignity, both morally and fiscally, to the Republican Party. And she also quoted Governor Cox with, you know, how we disagree matters.
Did she spend more time talking about the other candidates running for president, Biden, Trump, or more time talking about policy and what she'd do if she were president?
You know what? I got a sense that it was kind of equal parts of both. You know, one thing that stood out to me too, Jeff, that I wanted to mention to you was that there was a man in the crowd who yelled out, quote, "You lost at your own state," during her comments of how Mr. Trump handled things in office. And she said back to him, I'll get to that. And then called the man rude for interrupting her, which then her supporters cheered. So there was definitely, you know, a united front from the audience, regardless of those heckling out there. Also, the room was full, and so was the overflow room for people who didn't make it in.
Was it mostly college kids, or was it a mix of people?
I would say it was a mix of people. You know, I got to speak with some after, you know, after the rally, and it was definitely a mix of both.
Okay, so if you spoke with people afterwards, what was their impression after she left the room? What did everybody in the room have to say?
You know, it's interesting because there was, from what I felt from those I spoke with, Jeff, equal parts supportive and inspired by her approach to leadership, but also sadness, for example, from one supporter, Steve Duncan from Provo, who said he felt like she wasn't getting enough attention in the Republican Party, and almost like he knew she wasn't going to go to the distance.
Well, it certainly is easy to say that she's not going to go the distance in this race, given the turnout in many of these primaries thus far. And the Utah vote is upcoming. Thanks a lot. Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio reporter out at UVU in Orem, for Nikki Haley's speech.